Hey there, my amazing Stoic Squad. It's your girl Avery Hart back with another dose of daily wisdom to help you navigate this crazy rollercoaster called life. Now, let's talk about something we all struggle with: self-criticism. Ever feel like your inner voice is a relentless judge, constantly pointing out every flaw and misstep? You know that feeling when you trip over air and replay it in your head for the rest of the day? Yeah, that's self-criticism. It can be crippling, right? But what if I told you there's a way to silence that inner critic and embrace imperfections with grace? That's where Stoicism comes, and it's not just about being calm and collected. It's about understanding the human experience and learning to navigate it with wisdom and resilience. Today, we're diving deep into how Stoicism can help you ditch the self-criticism and cultivate a kinder, more accepting relationship with yourself. Think of it like this. Stoicism is your personal toolbox for emotional strength, and embracing imperfection is one of the most powerful tools you have. Here are 5 key takeaways that will change your perspective on self-improvement. First up, realize that perfection is an illusion. We're human. Mistakes are inevitable, setbacks happen, and sometimes life just throws curveballs our way. It's all part of the journey, and striving for perfection only sets you up for disappointment. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and learn from your missteps. Number 2. Detach yourself from outcomes. We often get caught up in needing things to go a certain way, which leads to anxiety and self-criticism when things don't align with our expectations. Remember, you can control your effort and actions, but not always the results. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can influence and let go of what's outside our control. It's about finding peace in the present moment, regardless of the outcome. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Would you talk to a friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. Treat yourself with the same love, understanding, and encouragement you would offer someone you care about. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone struggles, and everyone deserves kindness, especially you. 4. Focus on your values. What truly matters to you? Honesty? Kindness? Courage? Stoicism encourages us to identify our core values and live in alignment with them. When you are grounded in your values, self-criticism loses its power because it's not aligned with what truly matters. You become more focused on actions that bring meaning and purpose to your life. And lastly, remember that this is a journey, not a destination. Learning to embrace imperfection takes time and practice. There will be setbacks, moments of self-doubt, and days when the inner critic feels louder than usual. That's totally normal. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate every step forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, an ambitious young professional who's constantly striving for success. She sets high standards for herself, but she also struggles with self-criticism. Every missed deadline, every presentation that doesn't go perfectly, sends her spiraling into negative thoughts. "I'm not good enough, I'll never measure up," she whispers to herself. But then Sarah discovers Stoicism. She starts practicing mindfulness, focusing on what she can control and letting go of outcomes. She cultivates self-compassion, treating herself with the same kindness she would offer a friend. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to shift her perspective. She realizes that imperfections are part of being human, and they don't define her worth. Sarah starts celebrating small wins, focusing on her values, and practicing gratitude for all the good things in her life. Her self-criticism still pops up occasionally, but now she has the tools to manage it and keep moving forward. She learns that true success isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing challenges, learning from mistakes, and striving to be the best version of herself. So, what are you going to do with this wisdom? Remember, Stoicism is a toolkit for life. Use these tools to silence your inner critic, embrace imperfections, and live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the message of Stoic resilience and self-love together. And hey, if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit me up on social media. I'd love to hear your journey. Until next time, stay strong, stay Stoic, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.